On September 23rd, 1800, a boy named William was born in Scotland. His parents emigrated to the United States while he was still a baby. They were quite poor, but they brought with them a love for the scriptures and a passion for learning. They taught young William so well that he memorized the New Testament by the age of 11. He became a grade school teacher at the age of 14. He was dedicated to teaching children not merely their letters and numbers, but also their morals and religion. He taught 6 days a week for an average of 11 hours each day. He eventually obtained a college degree and became a professor of languages at the state of Ohio's Miami University. In 1830, he wrote and published 4 reading books for school children, 4 books that became the most popular school books for the next 100 years. You know them as the McGuffey Readers. I have my set. Certainly not a first edition set, but I have mine and have delighted in reading them. In those days, no one believed that education should be value neutral and religion free. They thought the two went hand in hand, and wisely so. In those days, 122 million copies of his readers have been sold over the years. Contemporary education philosophy is misguided at the very best, and it is ineffective and harmful in actuality. If we are being completely honest about it, you take God out of any endeavor, and it will inevitably fail, and very likely do harm in the process. In the Psalms, David writes, "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." And that's written almost in the form of a proverb, and rightly so. Because what it says to us, that those things in which secular man places confidence are not the kind of things that are going to preserve us or save us or restore us, either as a nation or a community or a family. Instead, those who trust in the Lord will find that these other things are tools, but not salvation. Jeremiah writes in Jeremiah 3 and 16, "Then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord." Now, they're not going to talk about the ark of the covenant of the Lord anymore. "It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit, nor shall it ever be made anymore." Jeremiah was speaking of a time when the people of Israel would forget the ark. They would be so wrapped up in their politics and how it was that they would raise a militia to oppose the ones who were coming against them. How they would be able to make enough money in order to sustain themselves and be a valuable asset in the empire. They thought that secular solutions to their problems would solve it, and no one looked to the Ark of the Covenant, to God, for a solution. I know it sounds facetious what I said in Bible class a few moments ago. We had our 3 plagues this year. By my count, we've got 7 more coming. But hard times are supposed to remind a people to look back to God. 19 years ago, we had a hardship in this country that not only brought the people together, but began making the people look toward the Lord. Spirituality became part of the public discourse. You would hear about persons' faith and prayers in the news, as well as in the newspapers, on television, in conversations and discussions between casual friends and even complete strangers in public places. And though 19 years later, the means of communication has vastly improved over what it was, we don't hear as much talk about the divine in the public. And that's tragic. In the book of Revelation, we find in the 2nd chapter in the 5th verse, in Christ's address through John to the church at Ephesus. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. And while that's the Lord's address to the church, it is a principle that is applied to families, to communities, to churches, and to countries down through the millennia of the Scriptures. Repent, or I'll come quickly and remove you from your place. In Revelation 3:3, remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I'll come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Some folks look nostalgically to the distant past when William McGuffey wrote his readers and they were used in the school systems. Others look toward the past with scorn and say spirituality has no place in the public discourse. Both of them are looking in the wrong direction. Instead of looking to the past or looking to an entirely secular future, it is important that not only as a nation, but as a congregation, as individual families, as individual Christians, our first gaze, our first thought, our first appeal needs to be to God. This evening, we extend an invitation to those who perhaps have fallen from the faith or need to complete their obedience before the Lord. It is our desire to assist you in this if you desire to be with the Lord. Please come while we stand and sing.